This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The team and the coaching staff and his teammates having him, and I think you can see it after the kick. I look back and I was a little ways down the field, like chasing the ball after, because I 61, you know, you have to jog a little bit. It's a little, you know, long kick, but I look back and it seemed like the whole team was off the sideline giving him a big hug and huddling around him. So he's definitely not going to forget that. And I think that's just a testament to how much guys love T-Bass and how much, he's been fighting to kind of get over this hump.
You've been around a few, more than a few kickers. Sure. How challenging is it to remain in that mindset positively?
Yeah. It is challenging because when you're looking at guys who score points, right, for the team, you're looking at the quarterback, some of the skill guys, and the kicker, right? They're kind of the public figures for the team in terms of, you know, putting points on the scoreboard. So when you miss some opportunities, the public eye can shine on you probably a little more than you want to. So I think it's And I keep thinking about, like, our stadium kicking towards the scoreboard, right? Like, for those people that know, normally that is a huge disadvantage because the wind comes in that way. It's really hard. You know, it's much easier to make a kick towards the tunnel. So, 61 towards the scoreboard is like is a little bit of an anomaly, especially in our stadium. So for him to have the confidence to go out and do that, and we kick down there in the stadium this week. And he made some long kicks both ways, so we know he can do it. But on game day, coach having the faith in him to send him out there with the game on the line, and right there with a couple seconds left, I think speaks volumes.
You know this rivalry intimately because your brother's on the other side. What does it mean to have a sweep of a division opponent here midway through the season?
Sure. I think two things. You know, talk about the easiest path to the playoffs, winning your home games and winning your division games. And this is you're killing two birds with one stone with a game like this. So, it means a ton. It's very hard to beat teams twice. And we know that, across the league, that's pretty well known. So to get 2 and be 3-0 in the division is a huge step for us.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.